then a few halakot at the end of the laws of Hanukkah in Tafresh Ayin Zayin. Maran has an interesting halakha that says that if a person, let's say, has somebody lighting for him in his house, his wife, let's say, but he finds himself away from the house. He finds himself in a place where it's all goyim over there, where there's no menorot, there's no Hanukkah anywhere. So he says that even though, generally speaking, we say that if somebody looked for you in the house, you're covered, and you don't have to light where you are. But in this case, when you're placed with this old goyim, he says you're supposed to light with a beracha. Of course, if you're not going to light, you're not going to see any menorah, you're not going to see any Hanukkah, which is a hadush of Maran. The Mishnah Berurah says no, you shouldn't make a beracha in such a case. But Acham Avadya, Olam HaShalom, and Chazon Avadya, and Hanukkah is posek like Maran, and he says that one would have to make a beracha in such a case. Could happen if a person is traveling to a far destination, somewhere there's no Jews, so then he would have to light the menorah, even though they're lighting from in the house. That's what the Shaar HaTzion writes as well. The next case comes from Acham Ben Sion, which is a very common case. He talks about somebody that, a couple, let's say a family, that Erev Shabbat, Hanukkah, Friday, they're going to sleep by their parents or by their in-laws. Where do they light? And he talks about a case where they're going to come back home. They're just going to go eat by their parents, let's say. They're going to go eat there and then come home and sleep. Where do they light? So Chamentun has a rule when it comes to this. He says it all depends on where the family is going to be when it reaches the time called Plag Mincha. If the family is going to be in their house at Plag, then the Hayub is in their house. And if the family is going to leave early, let's say, which happens a lot, they leave early, they want to get there on time, they get there early. So they get there at before Plag. So since they're in the house where they're going to be, and the time of Hayub is Plag, so then they light in the parents' house, even though they're coming back home to sleep. As a general rule, Hakam Ben Sion, as well as the Ner Tzion, are advising that one should not really travel from Plag until Alot HaShachar during Hanukkah, if he doesn't have to. What do I mean to say? The person, let's say, is in his house, and now he's flying to Florida for a few nights for Pesach. So if he leaves at Plag, so the Hayub is Plag. He has to light in his house. But some say since he's sleeping over there in the new place, his Hayub is in the new place. So he's putting himself in a debacle. So really, the Ner Tzion advises to try not to be in two places or to travel at that time. If you're in the house at Plag already, light in the house. And then after, if you went, you went. But to travel, you could put yourself in a dilemma that maybe even though you get to the new place, but your Hayub is in the first place because you were there at Plag. So that's an advice that he gives. But again, for us, the practical case would be like we said, the Erev Shabbat or Motzei Shabbat, Chaim Ben Tzion holds that if a person is, let's say, going to sleep by his parents for Shabbat, and he's going to be there for Shabbat, and he's going to sleep there, so if he's sleeping there, for sure he goes according to where he's sleeping. The question is, Motzei Shabbat is coming back home. So Chaim Ben Tzion says, if he's going to come on right after Shabbat, no problem, he lights in his house. But if he's going to end up staying there a little, Malave Malka, and so on and so forth, and then come on much later, then he should join the place where he is.